I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. The owner of a Mansfield cellar door near the epicentre of the magnitude 5.8 earthquake is describing it as feeling like a masonry drill been taken to her house. Two aftershocks have been felt in the Victorian Alpine town since the initial quake at about 9:15. To find out a little bit more, I caught up with cellar door owner and winemaker Ros Ritchie.
Well, it was really strange. I was sitting at my computer doing some invoices before I went out, and it just started to... It felt like someone had just taken a giant masonry drill to the house, and it just built up slowly. It started to rattle, and then it built up and built up. It became very loud, and the whole house just shook and rattled. I was sitting at the computer. I just held onto the table. I thought, maybe I'll just stay inside. We've got a brick house, and I just thought it'd be safer inside than out because it was really building quite strongly and quite loud. So, yeah, it was about 1.5 minutes, I think, it took to actually stop that severe shaking of the house.
So 1.5 minutes, was the noise just consistent throughout that 90 seconds or so?
No, it built up slowly, and then it held, and then suddenly it just faded away, probably over about 10, 15 seconds.
How is everyone? How's your place standing up? You mentioned it.
It's standing brick. Up. Yeah, no, it's fine. It's really fine. It just seemed to be really, really quite strong and powerful. It's the first time I've actually ever felt an earthquake or earth tremor. I don't know what it was on the Richter scale, but it's the first time I've ever felt like that before. I've heard about it, but I haven't experienced it myself.
Yeah, it was a magnitude 6, and the epicentre at this stage has been reported near Mansfield, so you're in the heart of it there. Have you had a chat with anyone else around town?
Yes, there were people working on the house around, and they felt it, and they saw the building move in front of them. I've talked with my husband, who was over at my mother's place, and the fences were moving in the street and beside the house. He saw them shake them in. So I've spoken with a few people, yeah. And it was really quite an amazing experience. It's nature at its most powerful, and we just don't know what's underneath us, really, do we?
It does make you think, doesn't it? And I take it from what you're saying there, not too much damage around the place?
No.
That is really good news. You mentioned you're going to go out to the winery a bit later on this morning. You've never been through an earthquake before, so do you know what to expect when you head out there?
I think everything will be fine. I mean, if it's fine in here, a few of the things hanging on the walls, paintings and stuff, ended up looking a bit askew, and certainly everything rattled a hell of a lot inside. But I think everything will be fine. Everything's going to be pretty stable out there. The barrel racks should be still upright, I'm pretty sure. It'll be very interesting to see, but I'm pretty sure they'll be fine. They're on a solid concrete base.
And, Ros, has there been any aftershocks, or have you felt anything since 9:15?
There was one at 9:34, and it lasted about 5 to 10 seconds, but it was much, much smaller. And just now, before you rang, actually, it was just a few seconds, and there was some things rattling against the windows, but it was very, very small. So it has actually repeated itself.
Well, all the best with the winery, and thank you so much for your time again. I really do appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Cellar door owner and winemaker Ros Ritchie there speaking on this morning's 5.8 magnitude earthquake, the epicentre near Mansfield, and those two aftershocks, magnitude 4 at 9:33 and then a follow-up aftershock of 3.1 at 9:54. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. Hope everyone is well after this morning's earthquake. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.